The Health Plan. We are here for you. Presents Tribe Talk, covering all things in Indians athletics. Now, here's the host, the voice of the Indians, Travis Jones.
And we welcome you to episode 66 of Tribe Talk. It's our weekly conversation about Bridgeport Indians athletics. And we are officially into the spring season, as the winter sports have officially wrapped up since we were last together, the Bridgeport boys basketball team losing in the state semifinals to eventual runner-up North Marion. So basketball season now complete at Bridgeport High School, and we're already kicking it with the spring. Softball team has already got a few games under their belt. First track meet being held with the Connect Bridgeport this weekend in Bridgeport. Tennis team also off to a rolling start here quickly, and baseball begins on Monday. So got a lot to tell you about in our whip around coming up. First and foremost, want to thank our new sponsor signing up for Tribe Talk is the Health Plan. The Health Plan, we're here for you, the official sponsor of Tribe Talk. So want to welcome them on board and thank them for their support of Bridgeport Indians athletics. Very special episode 66. A little bit of a sports angle, but more so a little bit of academic angle as well. Reese Allen, the newly named Mountaineer mascot, is going to join me in just a moment here on Tribe Talk. He's a Bridgeport graduate and was recently named back a couple of months ago as the Mountaineer mascot, and will serve the 26-27 school year as such, and we'll talk with him about his experience in the selection process and also his memories of his time as a Bridgeport student. So that's coming up. Whip around, as I mentioned in our final segment, get you updated on everything that you may have missed in the last week in terms of Bridgeport athletics. But pleased to be joined now by Reese Allen, the newly named Mountaineer and Bridgeport native. Reese, congratulations. Have to imagine a very exciting time. Take us back kind of through the selection process and your experiences in being the newly named Mountaineer.
Yeah, my story with the Mountaineer goes back most of my life. But when I came into college, I was mostly focused on academics, all the different extracurricular opportunities here at WVU. As a kid in Bridgeport, I would come up to Morgantown all the time for athletic events, for school trips, for college tours, camps, any number of things. I would always end up in Morgantown. And because of that, WVU became my image of college. So if anybody ever asked me, what would an engineering program look like, or what do you imagine a college campus would look like, this was my best description. So I'd always defer to WVU. And it's a well-trodden path to go from Bridgeport to Morgantown. And I was hoping to take advantage of as many opportunities as I could. The specific journey of me choosing to be the Mountaineer started freshman year. I was in Bridgeport for an oil and gas internship. I was talking to the team there and said, think about trying out to be the Mountaineer. They said, well, you don't have any hair on your face, so right. Yeah. You ought to grow out your beard for a week and see if you can even pull it off. I said, all right. They offered me free lunch if I did it, and I did do it. And since then, I haven't shaved a beard. I've had a beard since then. So that's the Mountaineer start of the beard. And then in the last 6 months, I met with Rachel Morgan, this year's alternate Mountaineer mascot. Got to talk to her about the whole process, the full three steps through the interview, then what the cheer off would be like and what the daily schedule's like for the mascot and the alternate and all the different duties and responsibilities. And as I was talking to her, I realized that freshman year, when I was thinking about it, I really wasn't ready. But sometime between then and now, I became ready. After talking to her, I realized that I was, and that I would be excited about this position and that it was within reach because I'd seen Rachel do it already. So kudos to Rachel. She really helped to inspire me in all this. But I am grateful and honored to be a part of this opportunity.
You mentioned something there about the time commitment, and I don't think that that's something the general public is aware. I only became aware because I was, you know, involved in the university for 12, 13 years as public address announcer at Mountaineer Field, and also doing the women's basketball games on the Mountaineer Sports Network. So I was around the Mountaineers in those periods of time and saw, you know, not only the athletic commitment, but also the community relation aspect and all that. Were you surprised at it, everything the Mountaineer is expected to do through the course of a year?
Yeah, I always had the impression that it was a lot. And the number they throw around is that in the 365-day term of the Mountaineer, you do around 450 events.
Yeah.
And the alternate also does another 200 on top of that. there are a lot of events going around. I knew there was a ton of them, but now that they're starting to shape out my schedule as the Mountaineer, I'm really learning about what the kind of things I'll get to do will look like. And it's an amazing opportunity to see so many sides and faces of West Virginia and really appreciate all of them, celebrate that West Virginia success in any form.
So take me through the process for you personally in the selection. You know, what kind of mindset did you have going in? What was the expectation of what it would be like for the cheer off, as you mentioned, because that's kind of the fun part. But also, if you would, tell me a little bit about what the people didn't see. You know, what was involved in your application process and kind of getting to where you ended up being selected?
Yeah. So the application process is broken up into three stages. The first stage is they announce it a few weeks beforehand, but they open up on-paper applications for being a Mountaineer. That includes a resume where you kind of go over all of your engagement on campus, all the different activities, extracurriculars, academics that you take part of on campus. Then they ask you to answer five questions. And these five questions really became fundamental to my approach in being a Mountaineer. They ask you all kinds of questions. You can look them up now on the website for applying for the Mountaineer. One question that I remember specifically was, which line of country roads most resonates with you and why? And the questions they ask are crafted, and they dig at a deeper part of your motivations for being a Mountaineer. So I took a month or two and really took my time in crafting responses to those answers, talked to my family, talked to my mentors, and it was all about really asking myself, am I ready? Can I do this? Am I the right person to represent the state? Is my story good enough to match that high standard of all the different Mountaineers in history?
Yeah.
And as I dug deeper into the questions and asked, what does it mean to me to be a Mountaineer? What do I hope to do as a Mountaineer? Those questions became fundamental to my approach now. I answered it with a resounding yes. I am ready. I am excited. Mm-hmm. This is me because it's my story. And my goal is to, because I owe so much to Bridgeport, North Central West Virginia, to the state, to WVU, for all the so many opportunities I've had to take part in, this is what I owe the state and the university. It's an act of gratitude. It's all a great big thank you. Mm-hmm. So those questions helped me to kind of really hone in my reasons as to why I want to do it. Then after all the applicants submit their resumes and the question responses, they invite 10 applicants to come in for in-person interviews. That takes place in front of the selection committee, which is around 16 members, if I remember correctly, made up of former Mountaineers, officials from around the university, and a handful of students. And they go down the line. You're in a big conference room in the Alumni Center, big long table. You sit at the head. You're surrounded by this committee. And they just down the line asking you questions. And they can come back for seconds if they want. It is a little intimidating for sure. Yeah, yeah. But they ask you all kinds of questions, like, one might pitch you a scenario as being the Mountaineer. How would you respond to something happening? Or if you've got three different events going on, which one do you go to and which ones don't you and why? And these kind of questions, again, dig at your reasons. And advice from Cade going into it, because he spoke to everybody in an info session, is if you can settle on your reason of why you want to be the Mountaineer, then everything else can just fall into that box.
Yeah.
Got a solid reason why, then that's your answer to everything. It's just different ways of telling them why you want to do it. And that was great advice. But the interview was a really good chance to dig into why we want to be the Mountaineer. And then from the 10 interviewers, they picked the four finalists who have a lot of media releases to give them that experience and representing the university on camera. And then we do the cheer off. Cheer off, if anybody isn't familiar, is one of the men's basketball games. The four finalists get dressed up in buckskins, two of them for each half. They get 20 minutes of basketball time to walk all around the Coliseum. They have to try and make a full lap, covering as much territory as they can, drumming up as much hype as they can, working with large interactions and starting cheers, but also small interactions with photos and conversations and the kind of connection that's unique to the Mountaineer opportunity. And honestly, the cheer off is exhausting. Any finalist or Mountaineer or alternate will tell you, it is brutal because those buckskins don't breathe well inside, and it's hot, and you're doing like 400 steps in 40 minutes. It's exhausting. It took a lot out of all of us. I got lightheaded a few times, but amazing opportunity. It is so gratifying to be around WVU spirit. There's something really special about being around it for my whole life, but now being in front of it so often is really amazing. And it's a testament to the strength and energy of people all around the state.
Yeah, for sure. And that's not even, you know, football, 90 degrees on the turf and you're doing push-ups. I mean, that's that's a whole new level.
After hours of tailgating.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. You've referred to your experience at Bridgeport High School a couple of times. Would you please expound on that? How your experience at 515 Johnson Avenue have prepared you not only for this experience and, you know, this process of becoming the Mountaineer, but also for college?
For sure. Something that I believe strongly and have newly discovered with this opportunity of being the Mountaineer is that no part of my past experience is wasted on an opportunity. At Bridgeport High School, I was lucky enough to take part in a ton of academics that has brought me to academics here at WVU, and I've explored so much of that higher academic world. And even all the extracurriculars I did, I swam for the swim team at Bridgeport High School. I did all kinds of clubs and student organizations. I've done the same thing here, do athletics all around campus. I created a club and have been running in student organizations everywhere. I was even part of the theater program at Bridgeport High School, and that same kind of energy and going out and performing in front of crowds is helpful for the Mountaineer. Although where in high school I might play a character and try and find the part of me that identifies with that character, here I just get to be a loud and proud version of myself, which is something that's so special about being a Mountaineer, because they don't ask you to be somebody else or to take on the mantle of a certain character that's been developed over decades. They ask you to just go out and for a year be yourself, and that's enough. It's really an amazing opportunity.
Well, it's a terrific story. I congratulate you. Obviously, it's a very elite club that you're now a member of, but you're just kind of starting your journey here. You know, take us over the next few months. We know what happens in the fall, but how do you spend your summer as a Mountaineer?
Yeah, WVU has an amazing set of experiences through the WVU Extension Office. They have offices in every county, and they spend the summers really giving back to communities,
having to support people all around the state. One of the most common ways of doing that is with the 4-H program or the Energy Express program. Both programs are phenomenal outreach from the university that helps to give students some source of excitement to really get them excited about their own potential and things they might want to do in the future. But it's also a way to look after communities, provide nutrition programs, and help to give back to people all around the state as a big thank you from the university. So my plan this summer is to walk in Cade and Rachel's footsteps. And one of my goals is to try and visit every Energy Express. Cade and Rachel did it last year. I'd love if Amelia and I could do it this year. But going out to see the students who are off for the summer, really get to interact with them in a different way that's a lot more interpersonal. We can talk about the great parts of WVU and the state of West Virginia, all the different opportunities in the state. It's really an amazing opportunity, and I'd love to do that all summer long.
Well, Reese, congratulations. I know that the community of Bridgeport is extremely proud of you. It will go fast, I know, but it'll be an enjoyable year, and we look forward to watching you and enjoy it. And, again, thank you for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Reese. We'll get you updated when we come back after this from the health plan.
We are there for you to care for you at the health plan. We are here for you.
For over four decades, we've been rooted deep inside West Virginia, through thick and thin, supporting local families and businesses, proudly serving your neighborhood since 1979, your trusted partner in the community.
The Health Plan, we are here for you.
Softball 3-0 after a come-from-behind win over Robert C. Byrd on Thursday, 9-8 in the first home game of the season. They had a game scheduled against Doddridge County on Saturday at noon. That has been washed out due to a wet field. Meanwhile, the softball team, let me tell you how they got to 3-0, defeated Capital 5-4, and also Bethlehem Central 13-7 back on Tuesday. A boys' tennis team is under new leadership. Scott Reed is now the boys' tennis coach. We'll talk with him coming up in an upcoming Tribe Talk podcast, along with the girls' new coach, Penny Abels. We'll talk with both of them coming up here in the coming weeks. But boys tennis knocked off Robert C. Byrd 7-0 on Thursday. They also defeated Wheeling Park back on Monday 4-3. The girls' team fell to Park 5-2. Both the boys and girls picked up a win over Wood County Christian, 4-3 for the girls, 7-0 for the boys, and both the boys and girls fell to a very good established tennis program in Parkersburg in the season opener, 7-0 last Saturday. That's going to wrap it up for this episode of Tribe Talk. We'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Tribe Talk, presented by The Health Plan. We are here for you. Tribe Talk is a presentation of Bridgeport High School and WVRC Media. We are proud to live here, too.